Welcome to the Barth Calderone Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock. Welcome to Wealth Protector TV. I'm here with my colleague, Craig Strom, paralegal at the law firm. Welcome, Craig.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, so for all those listening, we put out content here through this channel, stream this everywhere to guide, help, teach you on important topics. And this one falls right into that category. It's really where liability comes from. Things to be aware of in your life that create liability. You know, there's 40 million lawsuits filed in the United States every year. It's only getting worse. It's a whole industry. And so we just want to make sure that you're aware and thinking about things on the liability side. So Craig, let's jump into this. What are we talking about here?
Well, I think it's important to set the stage, Paul, that what we're talking about, first of all, is what we really want to focus on is folks who have enough, and this is going to be a big air quotes, enough to make it worthwhile for a law firm, one of those lawyers that are filing those 40 million lawsuits, to come after you. If there were some situation, we're going to talk about a specific type of case today just to highlight why this is important, but if you have enough that is worth protecting, whether you have a very high income, whether you own a business, for example, that has a very productive high income, you might own rental real estate. Yeah, you've got assets worth protecting. If that's the case, then you could easily be a target of one of those plaintiff's lawyers that are out there looking to file a lawsuit on behalf of their client, right?
Yeah, certainly. And even stocks, bonds, and cash. We recently gave a
talk. Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, all the advisors at Merrill Lynch, we gave a talk saying if people got millions invested with you, it's one of the first places a creditor will go to get your assets. So, yeah, you know, throw that in
and
there.
And they won't have a hard time, right, Paul? We know this. You know, we work in the law firm side of things, in the protection side of things. We've talked to attorneys that go after things on a collection side of the table, and they've said it's very easy to grab stocks, bonds, cash, even stock in a company you think is your own and protected. Those attorneys can get it pretty darn easily if you don't have the right things in place, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, we have that that session we did with the collection attorney and our founder, Harry Barth, and he was saying that very same thing, saying, go ask your bank, ask them, you know, if they send out money to creditors during the week, you know, and they'll say, yeah,
exactly.
Hundreds of them every week. They just send money off to creditors because these judgments come in and legally they just boom, send it out. So yeah, it's an easy pickings there. So great. Let's dive into a bit of detail here on some of these areas. Let's give some examples, maybe, you know, property owners, you know, business owners or other areas that we should really drill down on.
Yeah, I'm going to take your advice on something that you shared, a while back, Paul. That it's always
because you never usually do that. That's unbelievable.
Well, you are very old, and it's important to treat your elders with respect.
I'm honored.
Now, listen, the advice that you gave was personal stories, right? So this actually, as we were planning for this conversation, to again highlight the importance of looking at protection from all angles, right? For our clients, we approach protection in a 360-degree way. We look at it, what are the places where a liability could come into our world and potentially take our stuff or affect our life, right? Yeah. So this is a personal story. So I live in a fairly rural area, and something that's been happening more and more and more is I see kids riding around on electric bikes electric bikes are not dirt bikes, which are illegal for kids to ride around. But boy, those electric bikes, they're not illegal for kids to be riding on. Currently, the laws are surely going to change, but those e-bikes and powered scooters and one wheels and motorized skateboards and those things that these kids are riding around on really just caught my attention over the last several weeks. And then as we were planning for this, I want to share this. So first, I want to share a few headlines to really set the stage for this conversation. Okay.
All right.
Headline number one, electric bike driver slams into pedestrian, leaving the victim with a skull fracture.
Yikes. Yeah.
Number two, woman critically hurt after being struck by e-bike rider. Senior struck by e-bike rider has died. And then finally, I'll leave you with this one here. The woman, 69, killed after e-bike rider slammed into her along a sidewalk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can I add something here?
That is scary to think about. But that's the problem. We don't actually ever think about it. Parents are just getting ready for Christmas as we're recording this, leading up to Christmas and Halloween time and Thanksgiving. Parents are going to be thinking, well, I want to be number one, and I'm going to buy that my son or daughter that e-bike they've always wanted, or that one-wheel powered skateboard that they've always wanted. And they don't realize that their homeowner's insurance and their car insurance does not cover motorized vehicles that are not officially endorsed on the policy. Did you know that, Paul, that e-bikes are not covered?
No, I don't think many people know that at all. No. And the anecdote is, yeah, because as you were talking, you know, there's a strip mall near the office here, and there's kids ripping around in the parking lot. Cars are backing out. They're going like in where the people are walking. So it is a thing. And I know all the local law enforcement here is putting out information. The schools are putting out information about the safety of all this. It is a thing. We can't argue that, but go on. Yeah,
absolutely. No, absolutely. So here's the scenario, right? And I actually asked an attorney, right? So this is actually a personal injury attorney that I did ask. We'll just say I asked this person, hey, what if this situation happened and the driver of this vehicle? Okay, so follow with me. So this is a situation that happened in San Diego, California, where an e-bike rider, 14 years old,
my hometown,
raced out in front of a van, a work van, and was killed in the accident. I mean, just cut in front of the van, and it was a terrible situation. And the news highlighted it as, oh, woe is me for the family, which is a horrible situation.
For sure.
But I was curious, what would a personal injury or plaintiff's type attorney say in that case? And the first thing he said was, I would file a lawsuit against the family for duress causing my client, the driver of the van, irreparable damage mentally for the rest of his life.
Wow.
Is that case ever going to happen? Probably not. But that's the way that side of the law thinks. They would, in fact, potentially file a lawsuit against the family for wrecking this guy's life mentally for the rest of his life, having had that situation happen. So the piece that we want to highlight here, and I know you're thinking the same thing, Paul, is that we can help our clients fix this in respect to asset protection, making sure that you are paying attention to all the little nooks and crannies that could potentially hold a risk or liability for your family or for your business, making sure that those things are addressed. Now,
Yeah. Well, I just want to say too, related to this is about your liability footprint. You're a rental property owner.
Great point.
Great investment comes with a liability footprint. You own a business, comes with a liability footprint from employees and so forth. And, you know, if you're a parent with kids, I got four kids, you know, I've got my liability footprint with the kids. You know, they're now driving cars. So I got that thing going on. They're past the scooter thing. But believe you, we're thinking about, okay, they're driving cars around. How are we guarded with the assets from, you know, they hit somebody? They're not going to go after the kids. They're going after mom and dad. So,
yes.
So, yeah, point well taken.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is just, again, you know, we've thought about this in conversations before. You and I have talked about it. I mean, that, you know, we remember the old timey liability conversations where if you get a trampoline, you better call your insurance company and have that added to your insurance. If you have a swimming pool, you should do that. What we don't realize is the motorized scooter, the one wheel crazy skateboard, the Segway, the e-bike, the motorbike, right? You give your kid a motorized bike, a dirt bike, and they fly over a hill on the weekend out in the woods and they hurt someone on that dirt bike. If it's not on your insurance properly,
good night,
and the
Irene.
Rest of, right?
Yeah, good night, Irene, yeah.
Yeah, if it's not on there properly, then that liability is a serious risk. And we want to make sure that everybody has that opportunity to just be aware of all the different potential liability sources, because you don't know who your creditor will be until they pop up and you find out, oh my gosh, I know that person, or never expected it to come from that direction.
No, great, great point. For those watching here, wherever you're watching this, can we stream it everywhere? YouTube, LinkedIn, it's on Facebook. Around the video, we have a complimentary asset protection assessment. Get one-on-one with Craig and the attorneys at the firm to look at your situation. And you can bring any issue to the table and we'll just talk to you, listen to you about what you have going on and say, hey, here's how you can get updated, organized, and protected. And you can make a decision on what's right for you. But it's great to just get dialed in to understanding how asset protection applies to you, what you can do, and then just make the right decisions. Craig, always awesome to have you here. The fact that you are now listening to my direction in life, it makes, you know, my heart warm. It just warms my heart. So fantastic.
Yeah, you know, and I did that for you. You know, your wife called and said you needed that, you know, that endorsement. So wanted to make sure you had it. But if I may leave one thing with everybody, it's Christmas time is coming up. Please, back when, you know, Paul and I were young and maybe you were young, you know, kids didn't have motors on their bikes. You know, give them something they got to pedal themselves.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, my man.
Take care. Bye.